Welcome to the BioPharm Brief, your daily snapshot of development shaping the biopharmaceutical industry. The FDA has approved Regeneron's Passitru for adults with fibrodysplasia ossificans progressiva, or FOP, an ultra-rare genetic disorder in which bone forms abnormally in muscles and other connective tissues. Passitru is the first and only FDA-approved treatment shown in placebo-controlled trial to reduce new heterotopic ossification lesions and clinician-assessed flare-ups in adults with FOP. The approval is supported by the phase three Optima trial, where Passitru demonstrated a 90% or greater reduction in new heterotopic ossification lesions at 56 weeks. The treatment targets activin A, a signaling protein involved in the abnormal bone formation associated with FOP. Another rare disease has a new treatment option with the FDA's accelerated approval of Ultragenyx's Genglycos for patients 8 years and older with glycogen storage disease type 1A. Genglycos is a one-time AAV8 gene therapy designed to address the underlying genetic cause of the disease and reduce patients' daily dependence on cornstarch as an adjunct to nutritional management. The approval is based on reduction in daily cornstarch intake, and continued approval is contingent on verification of clinical benefit in confirmatory studies. Genglycos is the first FDA-approved gene therapy for GSD1A and also represents Ultragenyx's first gene therapy approval. And in oncology, AbelZeta Pharma has regained global rights to prisloncel from Janssen and received FDA clearance for its IND application in large B-cell lymphoma. The therapy is an anti-CD20, CD19 bispecific CAR T designed for patients with large B-cell lymphoma, including patients whose disease has relapsed after prior CAR T treatment. AbelZeta is now working with the FDA to finalize clinical development protocols, with plans to evaluate prisloncel in third line or later patients previously treated with CAR T, as well as in second line patients who have not received CAR T therapy. That's the BioPharm Brief for today. Thanks for listening. For analysis and expert insights, please visit biopharminternational.com.